Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
If you've been paying attention to TV ads run in Massachusetts' U.S. Senate race, it may have seemed odd to you that Democratic idol President John F. Kennedy was invoked in an ad run by the Republican Senate candidate. In the ad, GOP State Senator Scott Brown touted JFK's tax cuts in the 1960s as the right way to stimulate the economy today. But is it the right strategy? WBUR's Kurt Nickisch has this story.
For a while there, John Kennedy did sound a lot like Ronald Reagan. Take this 1962 speech where he told New York business leaders the nation's tax system was way too heavy-handed.
That it siphons out of the private economy too large a share of personal and business purchasing power. That it reduces the financial incentives for personal effort, investment, and risk-taking.
The truth is, JFK wasn't so sure.
Kennedy was not a fan of his own tax cuts, ironically.
That's Richard Parker, an economist at Harvard School of Government that's named after Kennedy. Parker says JFK wanted to avoid a recession by increasing government spending. But his economic advisors talked him into tax cuts instead. They thought that would do more to stimulate the economy, but no one knew for sure, because Parker says it had never been done before.
So this was, in a way, a kind of scientific experiment akin to physicists' experiment with the creation of the atom bomb in the Second World War.
In fact, President Kennedy kept calling it his advisor's experiment.
Not as his experiment, and he was a modestly enthusiastic wait-and-seer.
Kennedy didn't live to see it. He was killed while Congress was still debating the tax cuts. Just as Senator Edward Kennedy has been invoked today to help pass national health care reform, the tax cuts back then were passed as a memorial to JFK, and they were a home run.
It wasn't just that he helped pull the economy out of the recession.
That's another Harvard economist, Ken Rogoff.
But he put a tax system in place that laid the foundation for the boom that happened in the 60s.
Ever since, Republicans have quoted JFK like scripture to drum up support for even lower taxes, including Senate candidate Scott Brown. And they have a point. In our tax system, the more you make, the higher percentage you pay. But when Kennedy was president, the top rate was a whopping 91%. Why would you even work if the government's going to take 9 out of 10 pennies you earn? Here's economist Rogoff.
We had just raised the top tax rates too much. We had killed the goose that laid the golden egg. We had gone too far, and pulling back was very, very helpful.
Although Kennedy's tax cuts lowered the top rate to 70% and gave more reason to work, Democrats downplay this. They say the real legacy is that lower income and middle class folks got more money back from the IRS and drove the economy from the bottom up. What both sides agree on is that JFK had it good. Richard Parker says back in Kennedy's day, when taxpayers kept more of their income, those dollars stayed in the domestic economy.
That is, in 1963, if you bought a car in the United States, there was a close to 100% likelihood that it was made in America by American workers in American factories. Today, that likelihood is less than 1 in 2.
And that's assuming the taxpayer spends it at all. Americans carry so much more debt now, they often just sock stimulus checks away. Doesn't do much stimulating. Besides, tinkering with tax brackets is a different story nowadays. The top rate is just under 40%. Ken Rogoff says lowering that more doesn't get close to the same bang for the buck that JFK got.
When Kennedy was alive, it was 91%. It's very, very high. We're in a different world now.
On so many levels. The national deficit is monstrous compared to the one Kennedy ran. Our tax code is so much more complicated, and so is the economy. Whoever Massachusetts votes in as its next U.S. senator faces much thornier economic challenges. In retrospect, JFK's tax cuts are so economically obvious, they seem as far away and magical today as Camelot. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.